Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Deadly crash on Andola Highway claims four lives. Women's Cooperative decries a lack of government support at Lusaka Agricultural Show. In African news, Rwanda says it has agreed to take up to 250 migrants from the U.S. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Four people, including a truck driver and three female marketeers, died in a tragic road accident that occurred yesterday along the Ndola Highway. The accident happened around 15:30 hours at Kalweo Roadside Market, located approximately 20 kilometers north of Kapirimponshi. According to Central Province Police Commissioner Charity Munganga, the fatal crash involved a Sino truck and a trailer bearing registration number CAH-2301/CAH-2302. Ms. Munganga says the vehicle, which was headed towards Kapirimponshi from Ndola, was being driven by 29-year-old Mwemba Chongo of Kitwe. She indicates that the driver lost control of the truck, which veered off the road and ran into the market shelter, killing the three marketeers on the spot. Ms. Munganga has disclosed that the driver also died at the scene. She narrates that a passenger who was in the truck, along with nine other female marketeers, sustained injuries and were rushed to Kapirimponshi District Hospital for treatment. She further disclosed that the bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the Kapiri Urban Clinic mortuary. Ms. Munganga says investigations into the cause of the accident are ongoing. Kabangwe West Women's Cooperative has expressed a deep disappointment over what it describes as government neglect and lack of support towards small-scale women-led agribusinesses as showcased at the just-ended Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Cooperative Chairperson Ruby Tande discloses that her group has been working tirelessly to promote food preservation and value addition using local methods, which is organic fertilizer, yet no government official has visited the stand or shown any interest in their work. Ms. Tande explains that the cooperative uses traditional preservation methods to extend the shelf life of harvested crops, a critical strategy for sustaining food supply during periods of scarcity. However, she laments the lack of financial and technical support that could help them scale their operations. Ms. Tande has further raised a concern about the hostile environment at the just-ended agriculture and commercial show, describing how women exhibitors were harassed by uniformed cadets. And one of the cooperative members also expressed her disappointment, stating that they feel abandoned by government officials despite showcasing innovative works and food preservation using organic and traditional techniques.
No means that fast up. They were just seeing them looking at the cows they go. Looking at the cows they go. We have not been visited from the desert we came. So we are so worried and we are so disturbed. So I don't know the way the government will come into the office because it's very nice, very, very active.
Disappointed because the minister is one way of
the Lusaka City Council LCC is currently installing new solar streetlights in the Central Business District CBD. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Common Radio News that Cairo Road, a major thoroughfare, will be illuminated with 81 solar-powered streetlights, with 39 already installed. Ms. Mwamba says that this will significantly improve lighting and safety in the area. Meanwhile, Lumumba Road will receive 58 streetlights, further enhancing the city's infrastructure. She says the new solar streetlights feature an all-in-one solar fitting design, making it different from unscrupulous individuals to steel batteries, unlike the older solar lights.
Meanwhile, Lumumba Road will receive 58 streetlights, further enhancing the city's infrastructure. The new solar streetlights feature an all-in-one solar fitting design, making it difficult for unscrupulous individuals to steal batteries, unlike the old solar lights. This design ensures streetlights are more secure and less prone to vandalism. The council warns that anyone found vandalizing newly installed streetlights will face stiff punishment. Through these efforts, the council aims to provide safer and more secure roads for all residents.
Kawebezda young entrepreneur Obren Siaziu is appealing to government to support beekeepers in the area. Mr. Siaziu says that he has ventured into beekeeping and honey extraction as a business, which he believes has great potential if given adequate support. Speaking to Common Radio News, Mr. Siaziu says beekeeping is a viable and profitable business, but requires significant resources to manage effectively. He adds that apart from extracting honey, he also supplies the beehives, swarm boxes, and protective veils and suits are used during harvesting. Mr. Siaziu is now encouraging the fellow youths to take an active interest in beekeeping, describing it as a promising opportunity for income generation.
Oh, that's okay. I can't complain. Kulireza, nesa kuse ampanika. Tumba koini tuwe nawe, paha saizi. Ya ndi, nde kata ikatako. Ya mine, tuleisha kwa supply, tuma boxes ya wanti daily. After 2 days, wayako kuruwano, wayako kita kwa isto. Wakumela kwa tuma bini tunga, wawela, but support here, the money of government, the sponsorship, wow, and 0%, 0%. Yeah, but I'm to bala papa wati. So government have a community or don't have any sponsor. Bantuama dab.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with more.